Now, from Hollywood, romance. You know, when they first found oil out in Oklahoma, you had to be a man to survive. And Big Jack Chalmers sure qualified. There wasn't anybody in the country who dared to cross him. Till a pretty little widow woman come along. She took his measurement for fair.
Now, with John Daner as Jack and Joyce McCluskey as Mrs. Galesmith, we bring you transcribed John B. DeLeo's delightful comedy, Pawhuska.
Now, this all happened in the town of Pawhuska, when Oklahoma was called the Indian Territory. Well, sir, down the center of Pawhuska, there was a dirt road. That was Main Street. And about halfway down Main Street, there was another dirt road that cut across it. That was First Street. And on the corner of First and Main, there stood a mighty building. The Pawhuska Hotel. And it was owned by Big Jack Chalmers.
What time is it?
I reckon about 3:30, Jack.
Where's that fool Pittsburgh?
Driving in from Guthrie like he's supposed to, I reckon.
It shouldn't take him this long. How do I look?
You look slick as a stallion in a field of fillies.
Never mind the poetry. Get me a drink.
Sure, Jack.
Remember, Jeremy, watch your language. This here is a lady.
Sure she is.
All the way from Kansas City. Remember that.
Kansas City.
Now get that out of your mind. Do it again. Oh. I'm putting her in complete charge. You hear me, Jeremy? She's running this hotel from now on.
Strikes me you're giving an awful lot of authority to some woman you never seen before.
Well, I told you I wanted class. This lady, this Miss Gale Smith, she knows the hotel business. Why, she put that place in KC. What's the name of it? Why, she put that place on the map.
Yeah, but that was KC. This is Pawhuska.
It makes no difference. Pawhuska will be as big as KC someday. We might just as well start right now.
That's them.
Yeah.
Want me to go help Pittsburgh?
No, he can handle it.
Well, like you say.
Miss Gale Smith, my name is Chalmers.
How do you do, Mr. Chalmers?
This here is Jeremy.
Howdy.
How do you do?
Pittsburgh, you taking good care of Mrs. Gale Smith's thing?
Where do you want the steamer, Jack?
Oh, well, wait.
Just put it down right there, Mr. Pittsburgh. Thank you.
Jeremy, maybe you better go outside and see if you can help Pittsburgh.
Well, you said he didn't need no help.
Never mind that. Just go.
Yes, sir.
Chair, Ms. Galesmith?
Mr. Chalmers. When you wrote me in Kansas City, you described the Pawhuska Hotel as a modern 5-story structure the equal of anything west of the Mississippi.
Well, ma'am.
I have arrived to discover this hotel is not 5 stories, but 2 stories, and I seriously question just where it would rank among the best Western hotels.
Well, ma'am, you see, this...
I do see. And now that we have clarified the misunderstanding between us, I'll thank you for 1 month's salary and prompt instructions for your driver to take me back to Guthrie.
Well, now, ma'am, I think we better discuss this.
My part of the discussion is over, Mr. Chalmers. I'd like the money. Quickly.
You know, Mrs. Galesmith, I didn't get rich handing out money to every Tom, Dick, or Harry who asked for it.
You see this umbrella I carry? Either you give me the money, or I will thrash you within an inch of your life. Very well.
Miss Galesmith, just a minute now.
And that is how Big Jack Chalmers met Mrs. Gale Smith. Of course, after the ruckus, Big Jack persuaded the gentle lady to stay on. A week passed. Big Jack had gone on one of his frequent trips to look over some oil leases, and Mrs. Gale Smith settled herself in a corner room on the second floor. This particular day, she sent for the hired hand known as Jeremy.
Mr. German, I've been looking over these ledgers.
Yes, sir?
I find them in a most distressing state.
Yes, sir.
What is this item marked cash withdrawal, $20, dated the 18th?
Well, I don't reckon I know, Mrs. Galesmith.
And here. On the 21st, cash withdrawal, $50. What is that?
$50? Yes, sir.
Well?
That's the time Jack, Mr. Chalmers, he was having pretty thin luck. He couldn't hit a straight to save himself.
He was using the hotel's money to play poker.
He only borrowed it from the cash drawer. He'll pay it back.
And the $20 on the 18th, I suppose that was the time he couldn't hit a flush to save himself.
Well, how in thunder did
he... I have eyes, Mr. German. I've watched those games.
Then you know, Jack, that Mr. Chalmers ain't always the luckiest fella in the world.
Mr. German, the way Mr. Chalmers plays poker, it's a fortunate thing for both of us that we've still got a roof over our heads.
Yeah.
That will be all, Mr. German.
And in the month that followed, the Paw Husker Hotel prospered. The men from the oil fields, heavy with mud and with sweat, would climb the wooden stairs for a 30-minute delight in the hotel's new cast-iron bathtubs. Once refreshed, they'd find a seat open in the poker game. It was on such an evening that Big Jack Chalmers, fresh from a tour of the fields near Stroud, decided to indulge himself in a game of five-card stud. As was frequently the case, Mr. Chalmers was not winning.
Yeah, 20, okay. 12, 13, 14, 15. I'm short. Jeremy.
Yes, sir?
Bring me $50.
Sir?
I said bring me $50. I'm calling.
Deal. And a 4 to Pittsburgh and a 9 to Jack. Pittsburgh's 10 still call the shots.
10 to worth another 20?
Jack.
Where's the money?
Jack, I gotta talk to you a minute.
I can wait. Give me the money.
No, I gotta talk to
but
you.
I'm short in the pot. Give me the money.
Jack, you gotta listen to me. I can't do it.
Who says you can't?
Mrs. Gale Smith. She says I can't.
What's that you say?
Jack.
I'm dropping, Pittsburgh. I'm like $5.
Sure, Jack. Okay.
Come here, you Jimmy.
Yes, sir. You're right
now. Say that again.
It's Mrs. Gale Smith, Jack. She says I'm not to give you any more money out of the hotel cash box. Says the hotel money can't be used for poker.
Okay. We'll just find out about that.
Sir, oh, don't go up there. You know Mrs. Gale Smith's down to sleep.
My own talk.
Yes, who is it?
It's me, Jack Chalmers.
Oh, I'm in bed, Mr. Chalmers, for the night.
I want to talk to you, Mrs. Gale Smith.
I'm sure it can wait until morning.
It cannot wait until morning. Tonight. Right now.
Very well. Well, what is so important as to disturb a lady in the middle of the night?
Mrs. Gale Smith. Not for 1 minute are you going to tell me I can't play poker whenever, wherever I want to.
Mr. Chalmers, let me be the first to assure you, you may play poker the rest of your natural life if you so desire.
Then will you please instruct that cowering idiot to hand over my money?
Jeremy does not have your money, Mr. Chalmers. He has the hotel's money.
It's all the same. It's my hotel, my money.
By your express order, I am in charge of this hotel, sir. And I will decide how to disperse its funds.
Don't have all, sir. I've all.
Good night.
Of all. Open this door. Open this door at once. Now, there. There now. Mrs. Gale Smith, my foot will remain in the door until we settle this once and for all.
Very well, Mr. Chalmers.
Oh.
Now, Mr. Chalmers, I bid you good night.
We will return to romance and our story, Paw Huska, in just a moment. Dr. Frank Baxter, eminent Shakespearean authority, narrates Shakespeare's story tomorrow night on the Radio Hall of Fame. The noted Irish actor Dan O'Hurley stars as the Bard of Avon. Lionel Barrymore presents Dr. Baxter and introduces the play, a thrilling historical drama. Tomorrow night on the Radio Hall of Fame over most of these same stations. Don't miss it. And now for the second act of Paul Husker as we return to romance.
Now, Mrs. Gale Smith was a widow woman of some 30-odd years. Attractive and well-groomed, she nonetheless ruled the Paul Husker Hotel with an iron hand. There was men in town that'd rather cap a gusher than face the awful wrath of Mrs. Gale Smith's displeasure. Mrs. Gale Smith knew the frontier, and she knew her trade, and as I said, the hotel prospered. So it was only natural that one day a tall stranger should enter upon the scene. Morning, ma'am.
Yes?
My name's Wrench, ma'am. I'm here on business.
Yes.
I've been looking over your fair city. Thriving little community. Paul Husker's going places, ma'am.
You didn't come here to the Paul Husker Hotel an hour before the bar opens to tell me that, did you, Mr. Wrench?
No, ma'am. I think this town could use another hotel, and I aim to build it. And I want you to run it for me.
I already run a hotel, Mr. Wrench.
I'm not offering you a job, Mrs. Gale Smith. I'm offering you a partnership. 50% interest in the Osage, going up across the street. We'll split the profits.
If there are any profits.
Yes, ma'am. I don't rightly expect your answer today, ma'am, but I would like you to think about it. I'll be in town all week. As a matter of fact, I'd hope to stay here at the Paul Husker, if you've got a room.
I've got a room, Mr. Wrench. If you'll be good enough to sign the register.
Paul Husker, being the size it was, the news was all over town in 24 hours that the stranger from Tulsa had come to hire Mrs. Gale Smith away from Big Jack Chalmers. One thing about Big Jack, he may have been unpolished, but at least he always knew what was on his mind.
There's talk around town that you aim to go to work for Wrench. Is that right?
I don't know.
Well, there's talk. All I gotta say is it's up to you. Entirely up to you.
I realize that, Mr. Chalmers.
So you have been considering it.
Mr. Wrench has offered me half interest in his hotel.
Well, just wanted you to know. It's up to you. I mean, if that's all the loyalty you feel, if that's what the Paul Husker means to you, that's all. Well, like I say, it's up to you.
It is out of no sense of disloyalty that I'm considering Mr. Wrench's offer. The Paul Husker means a great deal more to me than you know. But a single lady gets on in years, Mr. Chalmers, and after a time she must think first of the future and what it holds.
Now, that's it. You're trying to play me against Wrench's offer to get 50% of the Paul Husker.
I said no such thing.
Well, that's what you're after, all right. I can tell.
You're a mean, suspicious, stubborn, hateful man, Jack Chalmers, and I'm not going to stay around you one more minute.
It's pretty strong language, Mrs. Gale.
It's not half as strong as I've heard around the Paul Husker lobby. And if you don't get out of here, you'll hear some things that'll knock your head off.
No, Mrs. Gale.
Don't you, Mrs. Gale Smith, me, Jack Chalmers. I've listened to your crude talk for more than a year now. And this time I'm leaving for good and proper. Now, get out!
Mrs. Gale Smith, now.
If I hear that once more...
No, well, put it down, Mrs. Gale Smith. That face, no. Mrs. Gale Smith, no.
Just stop it!
Oh!
Of course, it wasn't long before the word about Mrs. Gale Smith and Big Jack Chalmers had spread throughout the thriving community of Paul Husker. This time, Mrs. Gale Smith was leaving the hotel for sure. At least so the local citizen said. But that night, as Big Jack sat at the poker table with Wrench, he wasn't saying anything, except possibly deal. Sorry about your streak of luck, Mr. Chalmers. If you'd like to quit...
Deal! Jeremy, bring me another 100.
No, Jack.
We'll have no more of that. Bring me the money.
All right, gents. And ace up to you, Mr. Wrench. Deuce to Big Jack. Ace bets.
Let you in easy, Mr. Chalmers. $50.
Call.
Jeremy, where's the money?
Well, Now, Jack.
I told you once, I told you 100 times, there's going to be no more of that.
But, Jack, there ain't no more money. The cash box is empty.
What?
Are you dropping out, Mr. Chalmers?
No, Mr. Wrench, I'm not dropping out.
Then we're waiting for your $50. It calls my bet.
Jeremy, you sure?
I'm sure.
Gentlemen, I seem to be temporarily out of funds. I wonder which one of you would loan me, $100? Well, now, don't everybody stampede me at once. Dealer?
Sorry, Jack.
You, Pittsburgh?
Well, now, Jack, I know your credit's good and you're a mighty trustworthy fellow.
I don't need a speech, Pittsburgh. If you're going to turn me down, just turn me down.
Sorry, Jack.
Well, Jeremy?
I couldn't be broke if I'd hit dry holes from here to Muskogee.
I see.
Jack, these fellas would loan you the shirt off their back if you really needed it. But there just ain't no man in this town fool enough to loan you money for playing poker.
That's the truth.
Well, now, man, it seems to me you're mighty hard on your friend, Jack Chalmers. And if there's anything that disgusts me, it's seeing a man's friends turn against him. Now, Mr. Chalmers, I hate taking a man's money and not giving him a full chance to get it back.
That's so, Mr. Wrench.
Therefore, if you want to keep going, and it's up to you entirely, I'll be more than happy to loan you, say, $1,000.
Pretty generous.
What's in it for you, Wrench?
Friendly gesture, Mr. Chalmers.
What kind of security are you asking?
Why, name your own.
I got some oil leases near Stroud.
I got oil leases, too.
That's all there is. Just some land and a hotel.
Well, you know, Mr. Chalmers, all my life I've wanted to own a hotel.
Deal. French, that's my last. $35 on my Perry's is showing.
Well, being as how it's your last, I won't raise you, Chalmers, but my pair of Trey is showing. We'll most certainly call.
Just what you see, Wrench, Perry's.
Old card was a Trey, my friend. Makes 3 of them.
Well,
quitting so early?
Yeah, it's late enough, Wrench. I'll get the hotel deed and papers for you. The Paul Huska Hotel now belongs to you.
Still early, gentlemen. Any stud players? Well, then.
Did I hear you call for a poker player, Mr. Wrench? I'd be pleased to join you.
Well, now, Mrs. Gale Smith, I certainly wasn't expecting a lady to join a stud game.
Do you refuse to play, Mr. Wrench?
Well, no, ma'am, but...
Very well, then. Deal.
Well, there it was. Mrs. Gale Smith, big as life, sitting across the poker table from Mr. Wrench. Every man in the Paul Huska Hotel watching for that first deal, and every one of them shaking his head for poor Mrs. Gale Smith.
You have a 9 showing, Mrs. Gale Smith. I have only a 6, therefore you bet.
I understand the game, Mr. Wrench, and I will bet
$50. $50?
Would you prefer if I made it 100?
Well, ma'am, I don't like to say...
Then don't. Do you call or drop?
Ma'am, yes, I'll call. You know, ma'am, you worked hard for your money.
And I'm sure you have also, Mr. Wrench. Well, I see I now have a pair of 9 showing. It will cost you $100. Mr. Wrench, may I trouble you for the yellow one across the table? I can't quite reach it.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. I see I have a queen showing. $50.
Mrs. Gale Smith, perhaps you'd like to consider lowering our standard bet a mite. You could lose a fancy fortune at these stakes.
Or win one. $50, Mr. Wrench.
Mm-hmm. And so the chips flowed across the green felt tablecloth and almost always in the direction of Mrs. Gale Smith. Once, when Mr. Wrench decided to excuse himself for personal reasons, he discovered a solid wall of field hands and drillers behind his chair. On the edge of the crowd stood one man alone, watching, silent. Big Jack Chalmers had returned from the safe with the deed to the Pawhuska Hotel.
That cleans me, Mrs. Gale Smith.
Does it, Mr. Wrench?
Ma'am, I'm wiped out, every cent.
I believe there's one other matter.
Ma'am?
This hotel. I thought I heard Mr. Chalmers give it to you as security against his loan.
Well, ma'am, that's another matter entirely.
Deal, Mr. Wrench.
I know what I'm beat, ma'am. You forget the hotel, it's yours.
No, sir, I don't do business that way. I will pay you the $1,000 you originally loaned to Mr. Chalmers.
Very well, it's yours.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Night, ma'am. Night, gentlemen.
Mrs. Gale Smith.
Sir?
Ms. Gale Smith. I don't
Sir,
know...
would it interest you to know that my name is Marianne? Marianne Gale Smith.
Ma'am?
If we're going to continue to operate this establishment together, I thought you might like to know.
Together? Well, the hotel is yours. You just bought it from Wrench.
But with your money. If you insist, you may buy half of the hotel from me.
I'd be proud, Marianne. Marianne.
Yes?
That poker game. Well, you played.
Mr. Gale Smith was a professional gambler. He was shot to death one night in Kansas City when someone discovered he had an ace up his sleeve. Good night, Jack.
Romance is produced and directed by Norman McDonald, with editorial supervision by Hep Mannheim. You have heard Pawhuska, specially written for Romance by John B. DeLeo, starring John Daner as Jack, with Joyce McCluskey as Mrs. Gale Smith. Featured in the cast were Vic Perrin, Joe Kearns, Harry Bartell, Barney Phillips, and Lou Krugman. This is Hugh Douglas inviting you to hear Romance, transcribed next week at this same time. It's an exciting episode of Gunsmoke tonight as Marshal Matt Dillon, the lawman of old Dodge City, confronts a man he helped jail. A man who was innocent of the crime of which he was convicted. Don't forget, Gunsmoke, on most of these stations tonight. Gangbusters go into action Saturday nights on the CBS Radio Network.